the pattern of sexual behavior within the clerical environment was so pronounced that legal action and media coverage began to be quite common in the early 1990s. All of that led us to decide to track the lines of authority back to the Vatican itself and what we've written. When a bishop becomes a cardinal, he takes what is called a pontifical vow, a vow to the sovereign pontiff of the church, in which he pledges not to allow scandalous information to come public. It is this culture of secrecy that so permeates the governing layers of the Catholic hierarchy that has been hand in glove, if you will, part of the problem, part of the crisis in the church.
I think Catholics were just shocked at the cavalier way bishops treated the victims. The basic problem, going back to the Middle Ages, is the church is built on this medieval structure, and a bishop has one constituent, and that's the Pope.
What the church desperately needs is some form of separation of powers. Justice is sort of, in an ultimate sense, in one man's hands, and that's not healthy. I think what is more important, and I think the rank and file members of the Catholic Church feel this way, is that the truth come out, is that we understand what is going on inside the church so that we can change it.
The Second Vatican Council, among many reforms, suggested it was the time for the lay to become more involved in the church. They defined the church as the people of God.
I think if married men were allowed to become ministers in the Catholic Church, it would go a long way toward rejuvenating the priesthood.
One of the basic problems historically has been the further centralization of the Catholic Church. The first 1,000 years was nothing in the governance like it is now. Fault lines in the Catholic Church today have happened as the losers of the Second Vatican Council have regained more and more power and are reversing what the Council did.
In the United States and Great Britain and Germany, which are the three national churches that provide the bulk of the Vatican's budget, there is a very restive lay population. I think the church could be rejuvenated if we had a visionary pope.
There needs to be a conversation about the changes made, and Pope John Paul II has absolutely forbid conversations about ending celibacy, admitting women priests, and other things.
I think we'll see a certain pressure against the Vatican to come into the light of the world that people actually live in. I'm not sure that who the next pope is nearly as important as what happens among lay people within the Catholic Church.
For the first time in history, the church attendance among Catholics is below that of Protestants, the first time ever.
The terrible bind that the church is in is that it cannot attract large numbers of stable heterosexual men.